Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
What up, what up, what up? It's Garbled Twistery, and right now we're talking about that 1804 election, and today we're looking at our third superhero sidekick audition. What's the actor's name? Jean-Claude Langdon? So without further ado, let's jump into these weeds. So who was Langdon Silva? Well, the story starts with the father, who was this super fancy farmer man who also liked to build ships and stuff. And the Langdons were a fancy pants family that came to Hot Dog Land all the way from England back in the 1600s, yo. Like, they were some of the first colonizers to show up in Portsmouth, which is, well, a port in the new car smell England. So anyways, Johnny Lang went to a school where the principal was some veteran of the Baguette and Powwow Wars that got his tuchus handed to him in some siege or something. It might come up in a bonus episode. And after doing all that regular old school stuff, Johnny became a clerk's apprentice. Fun times. I mean, he totally could have gone into the big money farming business like his dad, but he didn't want that. Not even his older brother wanted that. Like, the Navy seemed much cooler. What can I say? They lived in a port, right? So yeah, Johnny became a boatman who does boat stuff. Like, he was the captain of his own ship called the Androgynous Mache. I know, that name sounds like a pretentious black and white indie movie, but hey, what are you gonna do? But yeah, he would go to the Caribbean and do a bunch of trade stuff, just like his older brother was doing. like brother.
What?
No, really. These two rabble-rousers were making bank and buying Bentleys. But the thing is, the tea sippers out in the mother country weren't staying in their lane, and it was getting in the way of Johnny Lang's dollar-dollar bills, y'all. So he was, like, super into this revolution stuff. Like, he had a personal bone to pick. He was on a committee of correspondence in the newest Hampshire, and he was out there hanging out with the New England Patriots and stealing guns from British people for fun. When Continental Con Part 2 came around, he joined. But then, like, left because he wanted to help build a bunch of warships like a boatman. They even let the guy ride a pack of angry ponies to Sarah's toga party. Anyways, later on, Johnny would realize that he doesn't know what to do with all of his crazy merchant money. So like any reasonable American, he builds a freaking mansion and becomes the governor of New Hampshire. Yeah, and this dude was, like, super-duper involved with the whole government-coming-together process. Articles of Confetti, Johnny Boy was there. Constitution Con, Johnny Boy was there. The Senate, Johnny was there, and he was the prezi-wezi of the Senate, too. I know, there's a question that is on your mind, that is on everybody's mind when it comes to these old-school founding farts.
What's Johnny Lang Donnie's dealio about the slaves?
Well, here's the team. So, Jorge Washington's moving into the White House and stuff, and of course he just needs to bring some enslaved people with him, because who's gonna do the dishes, right? Well, one of those slaves, Oney Judge, gone away. And where does she escape to? Freaking New Hampshire, where Johnny Lang Donnie is the governor. So Johnny's daughter sees Jorge's runaway slave running through the streets, and eventually Jorge knows what's up. So after Oney's, like, hiding like a pro and even getting married and stuff, Jorge sends his bratty kid nephew to go and try and get Oney back into the bad end of the slave labor business. But she's all like, you're joking, right? No. This is when Johnny Lang Donnie comes in the clutch, okay? Cause, like, he was having dinner with Jorge's bratty nephew that same night. And it was at this dinner where the brat was like, quote,
lol, she doesn't want to be a slave anymore, so I guess I'm just gonna have to, like, kidnap her in the middle of the night, lol, unquote.
So Johnny Lang straight up took all the pigeons and got the word out on the DL so our girl Oney could go into hiding. Clutch, man. Clutch. I mean, sure, it's his fault Jorge even knew Homegirl was in New Hampshire, but at least he tried to make up for it. Johnny knows what's up. Slavery is stupid. And you can bet your bottom dollar Oney Judge's story is a bonus episode waiting to happen. So yeah, Johnny Lang Donnie became a legislative man for New Hampshire, and it was during this time where the 1804 election rears its crazy head, so I gotta stop here. Haha, things got wild in the end there, didn't they? If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Cheez-Its in the Southern Hemisphere, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garbled Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know, exciting. There are more details about how this will work on the Patreon page. But wait, there's more. If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon exclusive season titled Garbled Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, sloppier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along. And now, per tradition, I'm giving you the standings of the current bonus episode suggestions. Spider-Man, $5. The Haldimand Affair, $0. The Northwest Indian War, $0. Benedict Arnold, $0. The Newburgh Conspiracy, $0. History of West Point Academy, $0. History of Ohio, $0. Oney Judge, $0. Ha ha! See that last one? Yeah, that's a new one. Oh yeah, just talked about it. Your patronage could totally go to one of those if you want, or you can bring whatever topic you want into the mix. I'm serious. If you want to make me talk about how to eat hot sauce and the competitions regarding hot sauce, the history of those competitions, I'll do it with your patronage. Anything. Or you could offer your patronage just to see bonus content. That's cool, too. All you gotta do is search for Garble Twistery at patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and that's that. Anyways, next time, we're looking at the fourth candidate for the position of sidekick in the 1804 election. He wears the pants. He's super honest. It's Levi Lincoln. See you next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
All the pigeons